UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
That's his game. They don't get back. Hey, look at this steal. Here's the steal. Three on one. Alley-oop. Oh, my goodness. Marcus Mayden. And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops. Incredible. Here comes Mayden off the steal. Oh, my goodness.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mayden. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Mayden. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mayden. So sit back and relax and watch Mayden.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mayben on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mayben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mayben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And in the great words of the future Hall of Fame head coach, Kenny Payne, I need you. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
I am, man. I'm here. I'm ready to go. It's a beautiful Thursday outside. A lot of good things happening, man. A lot of good things to talk about. We've got five-star football players visiting. We've got five-star basketball players.
And multiple classes.
Yes, multiple classes in football and basketball. We're getting, I reached a point yesterday, we'll get to that, that something kind of finally clicked in me for the year. There's just so much. There's so much right now. So
Steve had a great tweet yesterday that I have to get to because, you know, these conversations where narratives, I mean, we'll get to it. We'll get to Nikki V in the booth. Nikki, what's good, my man?
They want the boot.
Grandest of morrows,
is that,
guys.
Is that just watering your hair, or did you add a product?
No. It's a little bit of just shower.
Okay.
I was on my way out the door, and I was like, you know what? Nah, we got to freshen up. So I took the extra 10 minutes, hopped in the shower. Actually, took a really fast shower. It was like 3 minutes. I timed it. I put it to – do you have a shower song, like when you're trying to rush?
I don't, but go. I'm listening.
Like I was like, I need a song.
I do. It's Drew Dean. In the mornings.
I have sudged my naked body to Diener numerous times. Yes. Just like I think the majority of the city has.
Yes, yes.
But no, it was the Donnas Take It Off, because it's like a 2 minute 45 second song, fast paced. It was my go to like Guitar Hero song. That's how I know. I played that so much I could almost do that one by memory. I didn't even have to look at the TV. Uh-huh. So I was in and out of the shower in 2 minutes and 45 seconds. But that 3 minutes of, you know, I feel so much better.
Have you seen the movie Hudson Hawk?
That's Bruce Willis, right?
Yes.
I've heard of it. I've seen bits and pieces. I've never seen the whole thing.
What say you, Steve?
Nope.
Hudson Hawk.
Never saw it.
That's one of those movies you either love or hate, I've heard.
Yes.
But yeah,
yes.
It's, there's no in between. Pops loves it.
They are, what do you,
I'll be honest with you, I've not only, when I watched it, I don't even know what you're talking about. So I'm coming from completely blind.
Okay, Hudson Hawk.
Yeah.
If you saw the Actually, get the script or get the cast. Just listen to the cast.
Okay.
Hudson Hawk. You're going to be surprised that you probably never heard or seen this movie. Hudson Hawk. They are cat burglars, right? Mm-hmm. And they basically, okay, like we're cat burglaring together.
Yeah.
And they would.
Is this animated or is it?
No,
live action.
Okay. This is a movie.
Okay.
And they basically, their time is based on songs. So they would sing songs.
That's right.
That's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, like you're on one side of the building. I'm on. Okay, you got to do this in 10 seconds. You got to do this 1 minute 42 seconds. So you know how you do movie quotes? They always do music quotes about time, and they just sing along. You don't have a lot, honey. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty awesome.
Okay, so give me some of the cast.
All right,
give me some of the names.
So starring is Eddie Hudson. Is Bruce Willis. We have Danny Aiello.
Just give me the actors.
All right, Bruce Willis, Danny Aiello, Andy McDowell, Frank Stallone, Richard E. Grant, Sandra Bernhard.
Bernhard.
What did I say?
Bernhard.
Bernhard, yeah. Sandra sorry. Bernhard. My bad. David Caruso. Mm-hmm. Little pre-CSI action there. He was Kit Kat. Robert Kraft. Whoa, mm-hmm. How you doing? I don't know how to pronounce this guy. Andrew Brian Araski. He was Butterfinger. I think he was a UFC fighter too.
Yeah, it's a lot of like what's it, Oklahoma. What was his name? Football
Bosworth.
Player. Brian Bosworth. Yeah.
Oh, the Boz.
Yeah, yeah. It's just star studded. It's just a total
man.
Star-studded.
Yeah. Holy.
Yeah. Star studded.
Don Harvey, Donald Burton, Lorraine Toussaint, James Coburn, Stefania Molinari. How you doing?
Yeah, yeah, Nikki.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you get the point.
Lisa Matthews, I know her.
Okay, Nikki.
Ramadi. All right, I'm not okay. Danny Aiello the III. We have nepotism in this movie. That's what I'm talking about.
If you just
and William Conrad. Okay, I'm done now.
If you just happen to stumble across Hudson Hawk.
Okay.
Listen, at the end of the movie. You will not be dissatisfied with what you just did. But yeah, fun. Yeah, just they
that's
kept,
pretty good.
Yeah,
they mark
time with, you know.
Well, I'm a long shower guy, so
and you're
that doesn't
listen,
work for me.
It's National Treasure-ish.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, now
because
I'll be
it uses
that.
Da Vinci
because I love
conversation.
That stuff.
You know, like we're true, then a little bit of we sneak a little something in here, so it's a history lesson.
Yeah, yeah.
With some extra stuff.
My shower songs would have to be like Free Bird or November Rain.
Okay.
Like, because I take long showers.
Mine are very short. 3 minutes.
Actually, Free Bird would be a tremendous shower.
You
song.
Said.
Oh, I take long ones too, but like this morning I was like, I just need to freshen up. Yeah. And I need a quick one. And then,
Pat just said, shut that door, punk.
Oh, no, you're right there.
This fan helps, but it gets so hot in here. Hey, keep it open. I'm burning. My balls are dying in here.
I take Nikki's side on this, too. There's 1,000 other areas in this building for them to have a meeting. I think I take Nikki's side on this one.
I probably would too.
Yeah, just like y'all
know what the hell they're doing back there, but evidently it's freaking surgery because it's like we're playing sound. Like, okay, you can't just go up the hallway. No, that's fine.
Yeah, I think I back you up on this.
I think I'm Team Nikki.
Yeah, normally.
Freaking I'm gonna be like full of duck butter over here.
Yeah.
Like I was literally cracked. Funny.
Apparently he knows what it is too. Listen, I'm Team Nikki on that because like we literally have like 3 offices back there.
I was gonna say
there's 2 buildings connecting together.
If you sit right next to the studio, you're probably gonna hear sound.
We have a conference room.
Yeah, we actually have a conference
right around
room.
The yeah. Okay.
You got like they have to like record an interview like up my ass. Seriously, what are we doing? Pat's my boy, like you know, but like what are we doing here?
No,
like,
you're right on this one. You're right. Stand your ground on this one.
Okay. Where do you want to start at? You want to do some panic? You want to do some fake panic?
What do you want to do?
We can just backtrack to yesterday because usually our sports day starts.
Ooh, in the second hour at some point or in the second segment, I'm going to need some travel advice.
I'm leaving the quote unquote country for the first time, so I'm gonna need some advice from the listeners.
We can have that conversation.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Okay, so our sports day starts when we leave here.
Yes,
it usually about three. There's about a 3 hour window, and then the new sports day starts.
Yep, I would agree.
So that's 20 hours.
I would agree with that.
Okay, so Steve
or Nick, we leave here. There's a 3 hour window where nothing happens from about 12 to 3. And then stuff starts coming out. It's like it's like you got to re-rack everything that happens. And then
it's like the 12 to 3 spot. Just sports.
Yeah, it's like you just talk about the old stuff.
Like
and
sports
then
purgatory.
You catch the new stuff in like the last 10 minutes.
I feel bad for Diener, too. I mean, he always talks about what, like news breaks at 10:02. So
As I'm waking up, you know, like I said, from my little nap, Steve might, you know, it's really jarring, Nikki, when you wake up from a nap and Steve is like, so you don't know? And I'm like, oh, God. Like, what happened during my little window? So anyway, so yesterday, Steve reads a quote, Nikki. This actually happened. Listeners of 93.9, Steve 247 basically let the world know anything you've heard about the DJ Wagner recruitment in the last 3 weeks has been BS. Mm-hmm. In an exclusive interview, they got a chance to ask him some questions about the recruitment. What's changed? You know, how do you feel about the Kentucky program? How do you feel about the Louisville program? Steve read to you all those answers. If you didn't hear it, go back, you know, the second half of the first hour. We'll get to that one. So Steve gives you, you know, DJ Wagner's opinions on that. The family Kenny Payne element, the Kentucky. I'm a fan of college basketball, so Kentucky, of course, you know, they're awesome, whatever. Then he went Bradshaw. He said, okay, what do you like, Bradshaw? What do you like about Kentucky? I like the fast-paced practices and all that good stuff. Well, what do you like about Kenny Payne and Louisville? Well, they got They got almost the exact same practices, exact same workouts that I like, but Kenny Payne got some other real elements to him. You know, if you can handle the real elements, that's the Kenny Payne side of it. Okay, so you got that. You know, it kind of, what's the word, Steve? It kind of, okay, you can come up with the word. It puts Kenny Payne and Louisville's recruiting in the clear. It exonerates. Mm-hmm. Kind of exonerates what, you know, no, everything's fine. Like, also, all this panic and all this roller coaster wasn't really a roller coaster, Steve. Mm-hmm. And you and I, okay, maybe coming from us, you don't want to hear it, but you hear from somebody else. It's like, no, we told you you got taken advantage of, which led to one of our more disappointing days towards our fan base. We said, no, you got it taken advantage for, and you acted up on social media, and, you know, you just got taken for a ride. So, you know, hey, it can happen to the best of us.
Absolutely.
So we moved past it the next day. We forgave you, all that good stuff, right? And we told you there's motive for trying to pull at the heartstrings of a fan base.
Yes.
Getting a fan base worked up. There's motive to that. You know, like results. It changes narratives, okay? So, Steve, something comes out yesterday.
Yes.
DJ Wagner in a, what do you want to call it? A Drake, Nike,
apparel
thing, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Off to the races, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Nike, DJ Wagner, got to help Kentucky, right? I mean, it's got to mean he's all. You can just see it. You can see that dog stand up on the porch. And as the fire engine just, you can see him get ready to take. And you like, don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't you chase that.
Yeah, you're like, Mac.
I know.
Sit down, Mac.
I know.
And you can see.
No, Mac, there's no help for Mac. Don't.
Mac's gone.
Mac is the stereotypical. No, my dog, Mac, by the way. He's the stereotypical, you know, just the dumb dog in the movie. Like, bless his heart. Like, he's just.
he just.
And then he looks back. He does something stupid. And he looks back at me. He looks at me like, you know I'm, you knew I'm I was. Not smart. Right? Like, I'm like, yeah.
You better not be mad at me.
Just a lovable baby.
Okay.
Love him. Yeah, but he's dumb.
Okay, but you do get
but yes,
you get
yes.
the picture I'm painting
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I just didn't want you were using him, and I'm like, no, there's no training whatsoever there. He's a big goofball.
Well, you got to replace Mac with some
grand. Nick, do your dogs listen?
Mika actually does. The rescue, she's actually pretty obedient.
Okay, that works.
Until she's not. Like, she go no, seriously, like, she's 80% good.
Okay.
But she'll also do the whole little, like, she'll listen just enough for you to get off her ass. But then if you really yell at her, she'll, like, okay.
See, Max, 98% dumb. So, Mika.
Don't do it. Yeah. I know you want to.
Yeah.
A better example. The cats in the videos that always want to knock stuff off the counter.
Yeah.
And you see the cat, yeah. and they're getting ready to knock it out, and you're like, don't do it. And the cat just, and you're like, you better not do it. Mm-hmm. And the cat,
I know.
And then they just
can't tell me nothing.
It's like Xavier.
Why? Well, did not tell you not to. Yeah. Okay, so that was the fan base, right?
Uh-huh.
And listen, and just like the cat, no pun intended, the cat looks back at you, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm on Twitter. And I see the Nike, and I see the DJ, and I'm like, don't you do it. Don't you do
We're
it.
We're almost like, guys, give us till 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Give us till 10 a.m.
Yes. And they can't help themselves.
It's not as many.
I know.
It's not as many.
DJ Wagner's working with Nike. Oh, no. We're done.
Of course, now we'll say the nervousness of the Kentucky fan base shows because
that's
anytime this comes out,
that's the point.
You've got Matt Jones, you've got everybody. Oh, that's a big deal! It's a big deal!
That's exactly where I was going.
Yeah, okay.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Okay,
hey,
fair enough.
Y'all,
I didn't mean to jump ahead of you, but
no.
Yeah,
this is not a Louisville problem here.
Yeah,
you just listened to Steve read to you. A young man say, Louisville practices are almost exactly like Kentucky practices, but their coach cares about when the ball's not bouncing as well.
Go
ahead.
Here's what perception is now and why you hear the nervousness. DJ Wagner is showing up on Nike ads. Oh, Kenny Payne still gets him. There's some trouble. You're in some trouble. Some big trouble. Because the perception now, you see people use words like, oh, he signed with Nike. So, no, he didn't. But even if he did, let me remind people. Can I remind people really quick? We got a stud coming in, Papa Williams. Big-time defensive end. Do you want to know where you can see Papa Williams right now, Nick?
Where's that?
Your local Under Armour store. He's on all the ads.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Louisville's an Adidas school. Yeah.
But Papa Williams is on the Under Armour ads. Just saying. I've said it on this show before, and I'm going to say it again. Before we even get to the Kenny Payne element. Nike nor Adidas give 2 cents if a kid plays 6 months at the other school's university. Don't care. Now there's the other element. Do you want me to read the quote?
I pulled it up.
Oh, okay. You read it then.
There's a tweet, Nikki, approximately 15 hours ago. Listen to this tweet. It's a quote. You listening? Says, they are my family. The head guy that runs that organization is like my uncle. So-and-so said. He is a family member just like these guys. He loves me and I love him. The guys that run that organization are a part of my family. They spent time together. Kenny Payne on Nike. That was his opening press conference quote when asked about Nike and his relationship with Adidas and Nike.
I mean, that's a pretty big deal, feels like.
No pun intended. Feels like a big deal.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
I mean, it feels...
Yeah.
Who's that rapper? What, Royce the 5'9" is that? You know, like, what's he, slow it down or whatever? Right.
One more time. I just dished. It feels like Kenny Payne would not lose the same kind of apparel tug of war as previous situations.
But I'm with you. Let's play it. Let's play the game. Nike's got their claws in DJ Wagner. Cal better not lose him. If Calipari loses DJ Wagner to Louisville after DJ Wagner showing up on Nike ads, whoo! Oh, man. Would y'all agree? Right? Wouldn't we agree? I think that's the way. If we're gonna do this narrative, let's do it. Let's do it all the way, baby.
Because let's not just try to sit it in Kenny Payne's lap like this is okay. It's gonna only go one direction.
Yeah. Oh, you better get him now, Cal. Nike guy.
Nike is muscling.
You got his
DJ
half-brother.
Wagner.
Because remember how quick everybody said, I mean, Love's got his grandpa. Hey, you gotta get him. So you got his half brother. You coached his dad, have a great relationship with his dad.
It's like family.
And now he's showing up on Nike ads? Oh, man. If Louisville and Kenny Payne still get DJ Wagner, I mean, that's going to be one of the biggest swing and misses of all time by Calipari, right? I'll just leave that there.
Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben. On 93.9 The Ville.
What a difference a few months can make. Come have a beer, bourbon, or glass of wine at Great Flood Brewing. As weather warms up, walk on up and it's
wewin.com. This is SportsCenter.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano of the SportsCenter Update, brought to you by Louisville Family Audiology. Hear better, get connected, be happy. Starting in hoops, the ongoing battle of DJ Wagner continues, and Fox Sports' John Fanta joined the take yesterday, and, well, he had a take that is probably going to resonate positively with a lot of U of L fans.
DJ Wagner, for all intents and purposes, is going to be a Louisville Cardinal. If you're asking me where I see him going, that's where it's going to be. I think many signs point to it. I think he's going to play for Coach Payne.
That full interview can be found on the GE Appliances Podcast Center at ESPNLouisville.com. Another interview that happened on The Drive with Mark Innes yesterday. Scott Satterfield, he stopped by the program. One of the many topics covered, the increased health of his secondary.
Yeah, Trey Clark got healthy because he didn't go through the spring. Duncan didn't go through the spring. You know, so guys have gotten healthy. So what we had on the field in the spring in the secondary was not where we wanted it to be by any stretch of imagination. This summer we're there with the guys we've added, and the guys have gotten healthy. So I feel a lot better about that. So it's going to be interesting to see as we get into camp after the first, you know, 7-10 days. All right, where are we at?
Again, check that interview out on the Podcast Center, ESPNLouisville.com. And on the pitch, Lou City, they drew last night with Phoenix Rising 0-0.
Bust the rhyme now, MOP now. you want now? What 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 you
want now? What you want now? What you want now? What you want now? What you want now? What you want now? 81-50-93-9 is the number. 93-9 is the
station. This is better.
He doesn't have a care in the world.
I know.
It's edited.
No, that was awesome.
Oh, okay. I was just saying. It was like, I hope I did better that time.
We're not talking about you for
a while. Talking about a guy.
Whoa. That was ego-y. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like, dude, this and isn't about you.
This guy was in shorts and galoshes. And
I wanted to go out. You know what? At first, I was like, what is that? And then I wanted to be like, you know, I don't want to go out and shake his hand. He's like, bro, he was a whole vibe.
Yeah, dude. Just
the walking embodiment.
Yeah, just country vibes. Just, like, I don't got a care in the world. Okay, so here's what happens. You listen, we have totally been like the narrative police, Steve. We have been the narrative police. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about football. First of all, do you have the quote, NCAA panel endorses, which... You could really just,
I mean, paraphrase it, multi-time transfers without penalty. That was coming out this morning. So,
Making a window.
Yeah, it has to be a window. Yep. You'll file the paperwork in a window, but you can essentially, it's where we're headed. And you have to with NIL deals and stuff. You can just transfer whenever you want. Which doesn't bother me because good players don't transfer from Louisville, right? So we're not in basketball, especially because basketball is where this is more of a thing. Football, you're going to get it, but there's so many players that, you know, it's like.
I'm glad you said that, Steve, because I hear your trepidation. I hear people's, oh, man, people can just leave us. And it's like. We're always going to come to a crossroad right here because you're always thinking about people leaving you. And I'm always thinking about all the people who come to this town and go. I'll use a cliche phrase.
Okay.
You come into our stadium, you see the chairbacks. There's more people that are amazed at the facilities when they come here than are wowed by other schools.
And you're talking football.
Because
basketball, to me, the transfer rule, I don't care if they make a midseason. Like, I'm not worried about the transfer rule in basketball.
Right.
Good players don't leave Louisville. You don't leave Louisville unless you're going to the NBA.
And football.
Yeah.
It's hard to leave awesome facilities.
Sure.
You know, unless you know
I'm
going to be on the stage.
Well, and Louisville football is at a place where you might get a starter, maybe to cherry picked, but you have to. I mean, winning negates that because I mean, if they're on a top 10 team, top 15 team, they're not going to leave. You know,
right? Unless you get buried under network,
but you can't stop Tyler Harrell. You just can't stop it. I mean, like,
and don't take it personal.
Yeah, Bama comes in. Hey, we need him. You know what I'm saying?
And if Tyler Harrell's effective. I venture to say he's an endorsement for the next guy. Hey, you can hear, if you're that good, Alabama come get you.
I mean, John Gernard. Like, you can't fault John Gernard. Like, Louisville's not in football at a position where, that is always worrisome. That you're going to say, well, you know, but here's the thing. And we're going to get to Reuben Owens here in a little bit, a conversation about
if Tyler fails. That helps you keep guys you already got.
Malik Cunningham. Guys, your best guys, though, that are like on national award watches, they're not going anywhere.
And they're going to get their NIL.
Yes, because like Malik Cunningham could be the starting quarterback for the Florida Gators right now. I think enough time's passed where we can say that. He could be, but he's not. Your best players are not going to leave. You know, Travion Cooley, let's say he has a Heisman-esque season. I'm just throwing his name out there because he's a young guy. He's not leaving.
you know, like your best guys. But maybe you do got a Tutu Atwell, a deep threat, a guy that can break the defense that Miami calls or Bama calls. And it's like, man, I would fit perfectly right there. You know, Tyler Harrell here. Tyler Harrell, the thing about him is he's going to get a lot more attention at Louisville. He's a deep threat guy, a speedster guy. That doesn't typically work well if you, for instance, you take a guy like Jaylen Waddle, his last year at Bama, put him on Louisville's team. He's not going to be as productive because teams are going to go, wait a minute, whoa, hey, man, shade him. Get one guy over here, press him, shade him. You know what I'm saying? At Bama, it's like, yeah, please, I dare you. Put two guys over here because I got three other right here. Yep. You know, it's a better, and he's a great player. But Tyler Harrell can shine
Tyler.
At Bama.
You better not drop that ball.
Well, but that's a thing with him.
I know.
But he's not going to get as many. That's what I'm saying. For Tyler Harrell, I'm sorry. I hate it as much as anybody. That was a great decision. He's not going to get as many passes. And the ones he gets, he's going to be put in a situation where he's a 4-2, 4-3 speed, and he's going to be in open field. Like, good for him. He can outrun SEC defenses. Like, he
can outrun humans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, so that's a good decision. But my point is, you might lose
you
those
remember,
guys.
You remember he got that ball in the middle of the field and just, just against Wake Forest?
Yeah, gone. Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's insane.
You gave him that ball in the middle of the field.
I'm sorry, but it sucks, but it's like, that's where we're at in football. You guys like that, a specialty guy. A team like Bama right now is can come and cherry pick. But your biggest time players aren't going to leave. They're just not going to. They're Heisman, their award-winning outlook. I'm not going to go play somewhere else. I've already done it here.
Oh, no, breaking news.
Okay.
We just lost Haley Van Lith.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, Nick.
Oh, man.
Nick, Haley Van Lith is featured in a Nike ad.
Oh, no! Haley, how could you do this to us?
Oh, no. No!
With blue Nike shoes.
Blue and white Nike shoes.
Well, that's it. She's transferring.
Haley Van Lith, start point guard at Kentucky next year.
Guess what Haley Van Lith will be wearing come season start?
Red Adidas. Jesus God.
Right on time, Phil Baker. Right on time.
No! What I say.
No! No!
Papa, the world's different now.
The world's different.
Papa Williams. Listen, DJ Wagner might go to Kentucky, but it's not because he's in a Nike yet. Like, it's just not.
So let's do this, Steve. Let's add this a little extra element. Because perception's still perception in other parts of the
and
conversation.
And you owe a few people an apology because there's probably a lot of people just was...
Be gone!
Thought Haley was gone.
Just stop.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Yeah, you went too far with that. Paul, yeah, you went way too far.
Dude, I thought she like blew an ACL or something.
Why would
like
you not
that.
Say that?
Was like, oh, okay, now I'm the bad guy. God. Boo, yeah, boo, Nick. Boo. Wendy Tesselberger,
it's
boo.
It's called the I word on this show, man. You don't give a specific injury to a player.
I hope not. I love Haley. Yeah,
didn't you
Everyone
play
loves
sports?
Haley. Yes, you're right. I shouldn't have jinxed it. I jinxed it.
You never give an actual injury to someone.
How do I take that back? How do I fix that?
I don't know that you do. Okay. Oh, no.
I'm sorry, HBL. Okay,
did you miss it? You missed it.
I saw it.
Outside?
Yes.
It was like a one-act play.
Oh, no.
Is he in trouble? Should I go out there?
Oh, God. This is his nightmare. You always say the I word. That's how we do it. Just say, and you know, if we take on this show, Nick, no, we're learning. We're all family. Okay, I'm not going to be angry. I'm just disappointed.
That's fair.
And on this show is what we say is we say, you know, yeah, the point guard position could be rough if you know, say we take an I word in the show or in the season. You never specifically say, I mean, like, that would be like me saying, man, imagine if Nick stepped on a base playing kickball tonight and breaks his ankle.
Yeah.
No, he deserves that.
No, you know, maybe that's how we off put it.
Yeah, and it's like now I'll take that in your brain.
I will take an I word to offset maybe an I word that, a mild I word now, you know.
But yeah, you just say I word.
You just don't say
it. People on this show know what the I word means. Just the I word.
All right, so I'll add it to all the other words that...
Yeah, you just say it's the I word.
...that my woke side won't say. So I'll add it to the F word, the R word, the C word, the T word, the other T word, and now we have an I word. Okay.
And no more Q words either.
Yeah, no more Q words.
My God. Yeah, but you did go too far with the van lift thing.
So I did the first.
Yeah. But yeah, the point being, like, the world's different now.
The world is different.
So I say, Papa Williams, he literally is... He tweeted out.
But there's some narratives you can't fight off in the world we live in still.
That's true.
There's some things that still remain true.
That is true.
That we can't break. One more thing, one more narrative we can't break, Steve. Nikki, let's educate the people on a narrative that they just got to deal with. You know how, like, sometimes you just got to let it happen? Okay, this narrative, people, don't worry. This will never go anywhere. We also lost, according to CBS, we've already lost Reuben Owens to another team.
Field positions, let's go to running back. Pause it. Branch out.
Reuben Owens has been added to the CBS flip watch list, okay? Flip watch. Reuben Owens, number one guy on the flip watch.
502 tattoo, said he's... Enrolling early.
Think about this. 502 tattoo. Listen, you can downplay that. Enrolling early. You can downplay all that stuff. Just put him on the flip. But he's just the number one player on the flip watch list. Okay, Nikki, fire away now.
Some skill positions. Let's go to running back. Flip watch for Louisville commit Reuben Owens.
Right. When Reuben Owens committed to Louisville last month, you know, a lot of people were surprised. I mean, if he sticks with the Cardinals, he'd be the program's second highest signee of all time. And, you know, Scott Satterfield is on a bit of a hot seat. 18.
How many number one running backs in the country go? Like, you realize most number one running backs in the country go to the same 10 schools every year.
Yes.
Reuben Owens would be the second highest commit on 75 different universities, right, Steve?
Sure.
Like, Louisville's not specific to Reuben Owens being one of the highest commits ever. He's going to be one, two, or three.
Yeah.
Outside of your 10 schools, Reuben Owens is going to be – if Reuben Owens went to Boston College, Reuben Owens went to here, went to there, went to
– Sure.
He's going to be the highest – top three highest recruits in history.
Yeah.
Keep going, Nikki.
Satterfield is on a bit of a hot seat. 18 and 19 his past 3 years. I think a lot of people expect him have to win. Dennis Dodd with his coach's rankings. I think the term he used for Satterfield was pressure is mounting. So, you know, what does Reuben Owens do? Texas, we thought that they were going to be a school involved, but it sounds like they're going to get Cedric Baxter, who's the number two ranked running back in the country. So one school I would keep an eye on is Georgia with Reuben Owens. Georgia just lost a legacy recruit, Justice Haynes, to Alabama. The defending national champs are still looking for a running back. So Reuben Owens, Georgia, keep an eye on that one. And Kirby Smart in Texas the other day for his speaking at the Texas coach.
Okay, Kirby. This is why Reuben Owens is on flip watch. Number one, Georgia needs a running back.
Listen.
That's the number one reason. Number two, well, Kirby Smart was just in Texas doing a coach's clinic, and Reuben Owens lives in Texas, so we're going to put him on.
the small state of Texas.
Yeah. He's doing,
they had to cross paths.
He's doing a coaching clinic, Steve, in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
And that put Reuben Owens on flip watch.
All right, but hang on a second. All right, everybody gather in really close. I don't want anybody to hear this outside of the show. I get it.
That, listen,
if Steve, I lived in Florida, I'd be like, I like kissing girls.
Steve, that's why I started it with, ridiculous. Listen, let it happen.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, man, if I lived in Georgia right now.
If I was a professional football analyst, I'd, or a college
Nick,
football analyst.
Yeah, if this was 93.9 the Bulldog, I'm like, well, if we want Reuben Owens, we're going to take him from Louisville. Like,
we took Coach Cooper. No.
Yeah, Cooper.
Yeah, Cooper. Yeah, we took Cooper. Like,
which, by the way, that picture that Phil sent us, it was of Haley Van Lith and the Nike ad. I know, right? It was it was funny. Right under it was like Cooper Hassan. Like,
yep. There it is.
So, I think it's a Dick's ad, man.
Yeah, just deal with it.
I know.
Just deal
which,
with
by
it.
By the way, is dickssportinggoods.com.
You have to make that clear.
Yeah, because I did the other. It's not apparel.
Sporting goods.
Fun fact. Yeah. Cooper Hassan.
Cooper Hassan. but yeah, that
so,
was.
So you're worried about flip watch?
I mean.
You respect it.
Yes. I don't. Yeah.
You have to respect
flip
watch.
I mean, listen, I think this recruiting class is strong.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, dude. I mean. I'll feel better when he signs, yeah. But I'm not one of those that's like, well, I'm not getting excited until he signs. Like, no, I'm pumped about having the number one running back in the country. When you have him, the odds are in your favor.
They need to start talking about it more. They just need to – look, get all their mileage out of it right now.
Yeah.
Just because when he flips
– I'll be like, no.
When he flips, it's going to be hilarious.
But, I mean, listen, he's playing – he's out there in California now – he's playing, you know, he was playing with the, they're playing in the Polynesian. Like, he's.
I'm listening, Steve.
Well, he's playing in the Polynesian Bowl with Pierce Clarkson and DeAndre Moore. I'm not going to question. He just doesn't seem.
Polynesian?
Of course, I don't know what the rules are.
Listen, if he identifies as Polynesian,
oh, fair enough.
That's
fair
exactly enough. Yes, what yes. He is. But, Nikki, play us out before we get in trouble.
Yeah, that's like,
abort the conversation.
I mean, The Rock's Polynesian.
Samoa Joe.
Yeah, Samoa Joe. Yeah. 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 The Usos.
You said what?
Rikishi.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Yeah,
the head of the Wild jungle. Samoans back
Wild
in the day.
Wild Samoans back in the day. Yeah, they're all Polynesian. Yeah.
Were there some dudes that used to be like cut grass, like gardeners, like a group of dudes?
Oh, yeah. The Mexicools. That was. Oh,
that's what it
That along with
Jim
the FBI.
Told me them, and I'm just like, I'm not watching wrestling with you anymore. He said, maybe. They're a group of a delegation, and they literally, I'm just like, this has gone too far.
Oh, yeah. That one got a little racy there for a while. It was like
racy. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, it was like,
yeah. Huh? I said, Gibbs. I was like, are they getting? How are they getting away with this?
I don't know. He's do that.
He's like, I don't know. What are we waiting on?
Even though WWE did go back to TV-14.
Yeah,
you know, Jason did this fast.
Who?
When it was time to play out, he played out.
Who the F's Jason?
Rolling along, middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
Oh, the new guy. Oh, wow. That wasn't. Sorry. Sorry, Jason. We'll be right back.
Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.